Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover
across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We'll say good morning for a second time to Chris Trevorrow, who's hopefully on the line now. Morning, Chris.
Hi, hello, Julian.
Oh, that's much better. Good.
I know.
To...
I promise, I wasn't eating crisps. No.
You never know. It's a good idea for a competition, though. I might have to try that one at some point. But you're here to talk about volunteering, and specifically, there's a lunchtime fair taking place tomorrow. The Volunteer for Cambridge lunchtime fair, and this is actually it's online rather than being in person.
Yes, we've run a couple of these now, and you were really kind and helped us promote them before. So it's just an opportunity to pop online, hopefully you can get online, and be able to listen to 8 local charities who do very short presentations. You can ask them questions, and then there's a very easy online form you can just tick, and they'll get in touch with you for further information.
That's good. That sounds remarkably straightforward, which is good. So it's kind of, if you like, a little, I don't know, I guess the marketing people might call it an elevator pitch, wouldn't they, really?
Yes, yes, we heard it called a Dragon's Den pitch.
Oh, yeah, no, well. I guess that's another one. What kind of organisations are taking part?
So sort of social inclusion, health and social care charities, people like Cambridge University Hospitals Trust, Voiceability, Red to Green, and the Museum of Cambridge, Cambridgeshire Home Start, Cambridgeshire Online. So a good range of charities, all looking for, you know, people to support them.
And I guess the thing about volunteering is there's actually so much you can do. It's like everybody, you know, assuming they can find the time, which I guess most of us can, even if it's only for an hour or so a week, you can often find something because everybody's good at something.
That's right, yes. And there's a lot of opportunities out there that you can volunteer in person, you can volunteer online, you can volunteer over the phone. There's lots of befriending opportunities. So there's really something. It's worth getting in touch and just saying, this is what I can offer. Is that, you know, what can I do?
Do you think, I wonder sometimes that it's the inevitable COVID question. I seem to have one every time I speak to someone. COVID changed a lot of things, and for whatever reason, I don't know, one gets a sense that people are maybe less willing to volunteer than they were beforehand. Do you think that's true?
I don't think they're less willing to volunteer. I think maybe some of the people that regularly volunteered before COVID perhaps have had their confidence knocked. They've been at home for a long time, and maybe they haven't got into it yet, or maybe they've moved on to other things. Lots and lots of people stepped up to volunteer during the pandemic, perhaps because they had more time at that point. So I think people care and want to help, but they've got a lot of other pressing issues on their time. You know, there's that awful cost of living crisis you just referred to in the news that we're all struggling with as well. And that has implications for charities because people are turning to charities because of their problems. So actually the demand is increasing at the time when we're struggling to get volunteers.
Yes, it's not a very helpful scenario, is it? It's interesting that you say that you can actually do some of the volunteering online or virtually, or just simply, I guess, by picking up a telephone. It's not quite the same as sort of, I don't know, going to the church hall and helping to set out cream teas or something.
Well, you know, it's all different, isn't it? It depends on what you can do.
Yes.
And what suits your lifestyle, and what it is that you can offer. And I think charities are really up for hearing from people and sort of adapting what they can deliver to their service users. Using the volunteers that will come forward.
Now, you've got tomorrow the Volunteer for Cambridge Lunchtime Fair. Is it easy to get onto? Is it just simply a matter of visiting the appropriate website and clicking the right buttons?
That's right. If you can, you'd need to just book, but it's really simple to do that. So you go onto our website, which is cambridgecvs.org.uk, and you'll find under the volunteer button the volunteer fair, or you could just Google us. If you Google Cambridge Online Lunchtime Fair, then you'll get us, and that will just take you through to a link you can book, and that will send you a Zoom link. You just click. You don't need a Zoom account or anything. If you just click on it, it will take you through.
Oh, that sounds easy enough. And you've got some other ones. If people can't make tomorrow and they may be still interested, are there some other similar lunchtime fairs coming up?
Well, there's no lunchtime volunteer fair, although we are always happy to hear from people who are interested in volunteering. You can just email us on volunteer@cambridgecvs.org.uk. But we have some events to celebrate Trustees Week going on next week.
Okay.
And trustees are obviously volunteers who run charities. We've got an event, two evening events, actually, because we've gone into the evenings because we think that's when it might suit people. So there are two events next week. You'd find those on the same place on our website, looking at what it is to be a volunteer trustee, what it involves, opportunity to speak to people who are already trustees to find out what they think. And there's also an event for people who are currently trustees who may be managing and working with staff in charities. There's that sort of relationship between senior staff and between trustees.
You know, if somebody was to ask me what a trustee does, you know, I possibly have no idea whatsoever. So just quickly, you know, if, I don't know, what do you do as a trustee?
Well, you run the charity. You are effectively a director.
Okay, they're like a board then, really, in other words.
Absolutely, they are the board, yeah. They may not be, if it's a bigger charity, they may not be involved in the operational side day to day, but they make the decisions. And if you're in a smaller, I'm a trustee of a small charity, it's not even registered. It's a very small community group. And if you don't have staff, you do everything.
Well, yeah, roll up your sleeves and get on with it, isn't it? Absolutely. Yeah. Well, look, Chris, thank you very much for telling us about that. So it's tomorrow lunchtime, 12:30 till 2, and all people have to do is to go onto your website and register, and then they can participate in all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. They could just pop in. They don't have to be there from 12:30 to 2. They can just drop in for a few minutes. We'd just be delighted to have them there.
Yeah, bring a sandwich, coffee, something or other. That'll do nicely.
We can't see you, so you could be eating crisps.
Very good. Chris Trevorrow, thank you very much for joining us this morning to talk about the Volunteer for Cambridge lunchtime fair. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's 9:21. Cambridge 105 Radio.